Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Zarko, you've been a very busy guy traveling to how many conferences in the past little while?
Yeah, well, thank you, Jim. I know it's been a few busy weeks. It's been especially our week in Korea. I was there with our CFO, Shaheem Ali, and our and the Vice President of Cometco, Joey Jung. And it was a good team to have with me to attend a number of meetings that, you know, included a variety of technical, finance, and business questions. But during the week that we were there, it was also the InterBattery Conference, which is one of the biggest battery conferences in the world, and rightfully so given Korea's maturity in the battery industry. I was expecting to spend more time there, but could only squeeze in a few hours between our meetings. From what I did see, I was very impressed with the latest innovations in battery technology and the business plans for many emerging companies. And the plan is not just for the Korean market, because with the significant incentives announced by the IRA, it seems like every month there's an investment in a new battery plant in North America. You know, even today, LG Energy Solutions announced plans to build a battery manufacturing complex in Arizona, which they say would be the largest single investment ever for a standalone battery manufacturing facility in North America. And only a few months ago, you know, LG Chem announced plans to build a cathode manufacturing facility in Tennessee, which would be the largest in the U.S. But from the other side of the other ocean, I was also very happy to read that Volkswagen chose Canada to build its first battery plant outside of Europe. It really shows how powerful the IRA incentives are to give Volkswagen an incentive to prioritize those investment decisions in North America. And their investment also joins other investments in building that EV battery supply chain in Canada, you know, such as before we heard Stellantis, LG Energy Solutions, and BASF. Although these announcements will be some of the largest battery projects, they, you know, just keep in mind they're not producing batteries or scrap now, but it does give context to the total addressable recycling market of the future and the potential of our integrated business model, which really looks to be at the source where these waste materials would be produced, which would be battery plants, EV plants, cathode plants. But recycling is also going to play a big part in the IRA incentives, and the need for battery recycling will definitely be, will be a certainty. We'll need to recycle these materials. So, I think big opportunities still to come for the industry. But coming back to our Korea trips, it wasn't just all boardroom meetings. You know, we also had the opportunity to take a few site tours outside of Seoul. Personally, I always like seeing the real work that is happening to really just get a sense of scale and the real day-to-day work. You know, one of those visits was to Sonet, who we signed an MOU with earlier this year when they visited us in Vancouver. And since the signing of the MOU, both sides have continued their due diligence, and our visit was a good opportunity to learn more from them in detailed in-person discussions and take that back with us to review with our internal team. But both the technical and business due diligence is part of the process in our MOU, but I'm glad to see their knowledge in the Korean market and their excitement for battery recycling really shows. I'll add this week as well, I was supposed to be in Orlando. Unfortunately, I got caught with a stomach bug or whatever was going around, and luckily Shaheem was able to take my place for the presentation, and you know, he's kept me informed, and seems like there's a lot of positive meetings and introductions that happened during the event, and kind of look forward to getting in touch with some of those people at a future event as well in the future. But yeah, Jim, as always, happy to provide listeners with the company updates on these podcasts, and just wanted to advise those following company news that the most accurate source for any material change information regarding the company would come directly from Recyclico.
Zarco, your company has a unique patented process that doesn't recover part of what's in an EV battery. You recover it all, don't you?
Well, you know, we focus on the cathode material, and we have very high extraction rates, able to recover lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt within the cathode material of the lithium-ion battery. And, you know, it's not just so much, like you said, recovering it, but it's upcycling that material. So not just recovering the individual cobalt or nickel, but upcycling it into the high-value, you know, battery-ready precursor materials and high-purity lithium hydroxide that can go back into new battery manufacturing.
And Zarco, you have a demonstration plant already working on all those concepts, right?
Yeah, that's our, you know, scaled-up facility. Just like the name says, the demonstration plant is to demonstrate real-world scaled-up conditions. And then that really helps us collect engineering data, design for future commercial operations, where with our integrated business model, we will look to form multiple joint ventures with companies. And that demonstration plant is, you know, a really key step in accelerating those plans, you know, and bringing visitors in to see the operation, being able to test materials that are coming through and produce products to also be analyzed, like we've done in the past, where we've had battery cells be made from our material and validated for its electrochemical performance. This all really steps in bringing all these pieces together, and you know that demonstration plant is really a key component to all that.
Zarco, for people who need to get more information about the company and find out where you're traded, where do they go?
Like I said, you know, you can you can visit our website, www.recyclico.com, and there we'll also have, you know, all of our press releases and announcements. You can also sign up to our mailing list. We are traded on the TSXV under AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on March 24th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.